Stager Talk Radio, brought to you by Real Estate Staging Association. The Real Estate Staging Association is the trade association for professional real estate stagers. For information on real estate staging or to hire a professional stager, visit www.realestatestagingassociation.com or call 1-888-201-8687 for a referral to a professional real estate stager in your area.
Hi, this is Shel Brodnax with Stager Talk. Stager Talk is brought to you by the Real Estate Staging Association. So I welcome everybody here today. In just a minute, we're going to be joined by Christy Morrison. Christy Morrison is a professional home stager in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. And I'm just going to read you a quick blurb about Christy and her session that she's going to teach at RisaCon. And she's going to be talking about systems. Set up your business for success with systems. So systems are key to any successful business, and it allows for duplication as well as efficient training. You're going to learn what is needed to get your business set up properly from the start. Systems needed, examples, benefits of having systems, and much more. If you're new to your business and you're looking to get a company started, and you want to get on the right track from the start, and if you've had a business for a few years or you just don't know how to get your systems in place, then this class is going to be for you. So, Christy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. So you are a professional real estate stager in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. And how's business up there for you these days?
Good. It's still busy in November, which is awesome. And it's normally slow, and I kind of take this time normally just to relax, and I haven't been able to yet.
Well, it's a double-edged sword, isn't it, really? We're always wanting a little bit of a break, but you can't have too big of a break because we know, you know, A, when things are going great with your business, that's really when you want to continue with your marketing. You definitely don't want to wait until a slow time because that ripple effect doesn't benefit you in the long run. So I'm really happy to have you on today and to talk about systems. I love systems, but tell us first a little bit about your background and how you got into the home staging industry and a little bit just about how your business has grown over the years. Because I know you've had ridiculous amounts of success with your business from the very beginning until now. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So I've been in business for about 7 years. So I own Capital Home Staging and Design. And 7 years ago, I was pretty much positioned where I used to actually be a veterinary technician, and I lost my job, and I was like, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? Am I going to go back to clinic and get yelled at by vets all day long and have to fight with animals or what? And I actually had to do a little bit of soul searching, but I've always known that I've liked real estate. I've liked homes, and I've liked making homes look good. And a long time ago, one of my homes didn't sell for a year and a half, and I was carrying like two mortgages and two bills, and it was like financially drowning me and Eric, my boyfriend at the time, but now my husband, and it was absolutely insane. And I found home staging. I was like, you know what? This everyone needs to know about. Like this wasn't really easily known in my market, and I was like, people need to know that there's ways to address homes. And so I pretty much, as soon as I found it, I jumped in with both feet. I took training, and I got to, you know, good grades through the whole course, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to launch a business. And I decided early on that I wanted to have a business with a team. Like I wanted people, I didn't want to be the only person, so I wanted to have people with me. And, you know, just pretty much over the years, I've been setting goals, and each goal I've set, I've been able to accomplish, and we've been doubling pretty much every year ever since. But from winning awards like the Better Business Bureau Torch Award locally, that was like our first award we won. We opened up in 2008, and we won that in 2009, and ever since, you know, setting those goals and being a part of RISA, we've even taken home some RISA awards, too, over the past couple of years as well. So it's been a whirlwind, been a long time, and I think the reason why I want to talk about systems at the convention is because that's just how a lot of my success has been driven, through having systems and deciding that I wanted to have systems within my business so I can have order, I guess.
It's important in your business. I'm definitely a fan of systems. everything that you do in a business can be broken down to its system. So you're not going to speak about just one system or a system for, you know, booking your jobs or a system for destaging a job. So tell us just a little bit about what we can expect for your program.
Yeah, I'm going to give pretty much an overview of a bunch of different systems that I use within my business. I'm going to be providing a list of different systems to create that you guys will be able to use as like a reference point. But systems like why are they important? You know, how to create them? Why do we need systems? And then within the systems, I'm also going to be talking about automation, how to free up more time, because that's a big thing. Every time I'm talking to a new stager, they're like, I'm so busy, how do I find time to have these systems or create these systems? So when you do a little bit of automation, that's going to help with the creation of those systems. And then also what to do when you are looking for a good help, good admin assistant, because eventually when you have those systems in place, you'll be freeing up that time and you'll get busier and busier and you'll want to have that admin help. So it's kind of setting you up for future business success by starting right from the beginning. Or even if you've had a business for a while, why not take a moment and say, okay, I've been in business for 5 years, I'm not where I want to be, or I have a bigger goal I'd like to accomplish in the future. How am I going to do that? And, you know, the different systems will actually be able to get you a little bit more organized within your business, so you won't have to repeat yourself all the time. You don't have to say, okay, this is how we stage a home, or this is how our return policy is, or do we have a policy, or how do we accept things like that. So if you're always repeating yourself, it's going to be a lot harder to grow the business than if you actually start putting systems into place. So, you know, that's pretty much the overview of all the systems we're going to be doing with a list of that.
So systems, I know for myself, we talk about automation. So, and repeating yourself, that's the perfect clue to yourself if you're needing to send the same, like an email. You have to send the same email over and over. Let's develop a template for that email. And if you can automate that system where you're not actually having to physically send that email, that's even better. And then you just have to follow up on everything. So I'm sure you're going to cover, you know, email types. Why don't you give us a list of maybe 3 or 4 systems that you are going to talk about?
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that we're going to talk about is getting set up properly within the office. So office systems, from how you accept information from clients, like what are your systems as far as getting a client? Like how are you going to get them into your system? What services do they need? How are you going to service them once you get them as a client? So it all starts from the beginning. So email is just a portion of it, but how do you accept calls? What are your hours of business? Do you have hours of business? Do you want to work 24 hours a day, or do you only want to work 9 to 5? What are your goals as far as running your business? Because there's no right or wrong answer. It's just what do you want specifically for yourself? So when you're going to be using that, it's going to be how to answer your emails, how to answer the phone, business hours, how are you going to respond to people, how quickly do you respond to people, how often do you interact with people, do you interact with them once they reach out to you, or once you meet them, do you interact with them 50 times a day and harass them, or do you interact with them once a week, or is it systematic? Like, how often are you going to have, we call them touches in my business, how often are you going to have these touches to people that you either are customers with, want them to be customers with, or you just want to keep them in the loop of information on your business? So that's the one portion of the systems on how to, for the office side, that's going to help with the automation side. We have another system I would like to talk about is a 12-folder system on how to implement follow-ups and reminders, where it's not so much office-related but job-related and tasks that are associated with certain things. So if you have a vacant home out, what is your follow-up for vacants? What is your follow-up for occupied homes? Is there a follow-up for homes that have furniture versus don't have furniture? So it's going to be a 12-folder system, which is pretty unique, and it's kind of fun to implement. And I find using once you see how the 12-folder system works, a lot of stages are like, wow, that makes so much sense. I wish I'd known this sooner. And also, I'm going to, well, with the automation half, that comes with, you know, MailChimp and Hootsuite, where there's so many different things, like how do you make banners for Facebook and Twitter? So I find a lot of stagers, too, when it comes to that side, what are the tools that you can use to make yourself a little bit more efficient as far as marketing yourself as well. So the systems as far as marketing and automation go. So those are the top three that I'd be delving into. But there's so many I'd be like, there's a list I'm giving you.
So you'll have some handouts for everybody then as well.
Of course, yeah. So I find, great, like, to go through, like, every single list on that I've created within my business, I'm just going to put that in the Coles notes and say, these are the systems that we have. Let's focus on these most important ones, because everyone's business will be different. But I want everyone to understand how to create a system, how to put pretty much their operations out in an order, so that if anything happens, you're going to be able to have someone just pick up that binder and then be able to run your business.
Right. I have some verbiage I call drop-dead systems. And it's basically, it's a catch-all. So you might have a system to do one particular thing in your business, and you have a system for it. But then I have what is drop-dead. So then with that, there's like a secondary system that comes in that would catch any potential mistakes or errors or lack of input into the first initial system. So do you talk about any of that, about how if a system breaks down, how you get something back into the flow, or how you have a drop-dead system or a catch-all?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because systems are – I call it an entity. It's a living, breathing thing. Some things are going to change throughout the time because your business grows, and what you've started on day one – is obsolete by, you know, year 2, 3, 4, 5, or however fast your business is growing. But for sure, I'm going to talk about the revisions, like how often you should revise and look at your system, how often, a lot of the times you're actually going to catch when your systems are broken or obsolete just by continually doing your day-to-day jobs. So as you're beginning to grow your business, you're going to say, okay, well, this is how we stage a home, and you'll have a system on how you stage a home. Do you just walk in and say, hey, I'm taking over, and we're going to stage it this way, this way, this way, this way? Or do you have a system where you have a little bit more dialogue with a client? Because there's so many different types of consultations. There's so many different sizes of homes and things like that. So as far as the catch-all goes, definitely you have to have a system that's going to be able to allow you to identify when things are broken, and then how often you should also review those systems also.
Right, that's great. Now, you talk a little bit about how when you stage a home, I find I do a lot of business coaching, and sometimes I find stagers that are contacting me about how to actually stage the home. They don't have systems in place. So they kind of arrive and they take a big breath, and it's almost like I think this is probably more the newbies. They walk in and it's kind of overwhelming. It's like, where do you start? And
yeah.
I know from what I recommend is, you know, when you're bringing in your accessories, put them in the rooms that you know you need to go in. So that says, okay, well, now we need a system from when you're pulling your inventory. So if you have your plastic bins that you're carrying your inventory, to be able to label that particular bed, that bin, master, secondary bedroom, den. So if you have people, your crew, hopefully everybody has a crew, and when they're unloading the truck and they're bringing these in, drop these bins in where they go. Because when you're staging in your mind, you should already have an idea when you're pulling your inventory, I want this clock is going to go in the master, this artwork is going to go into the living room. So if you just come in and drop them in the rooms that they need to go, and then the big pieces of furniture come in, then you could just simply, it's about unpacking that bin and putting
100%,
the accessories where it is that they need to go.
That's where I also want to also outline, like, we have a clear pulling system within my business. Like, how do you pull for efficiency? Because I found, it was kind of funny because every stager I've ever had, and when we put them on a vacant home, I kind of give them a test. I say, okay, you're pulling for this job, go to town. And they always pull way too much or way too little, resulting in having to return back to the warehouse more often and increasing the time required to do the job. So I always put them through that test first because I want them to see that when we have a clear system, it works. So when I'm going to outline actually what our system is for pulling inventory and how it's actually used to be efficient on any vacant job. You can even use it for occupied jobs if you're bringing in just accessories. But what is that system, and how is it going to make your life easier and more efficient as a stager?
Yeah, that's great. I think that pulling inventory is so important to be able to do it correctly from the get-go. Like you said, if you have to run back to that warehouse, if you have to run to the HomeSense or a HomeGoods or whatever store it is that you like to buy from, it's a waste of time. Every time you have to go back or put something back in your inventory because you didn't use it, that's money spent. It literally breaks down. You can break it down in dollars and cents. Every step that you take from your truck to that house and moving things around, even with a system. I know I've known a couple stagers that, you know, come to me for business coaching and said, I asked, how long does it take you to stage vacant? And they say 2 days. And I'm just like, wow, you made probably like negative $10 an hour on that job if it's taking you 2 days to stage it. And I would clarify, you don't mean 2 days prepping, driving there, staging, getting back to the office. You don't mean all that. And they're like, no, we're loaded up. We go there and I have to go in 2 days. And that's because they second guess their placement. So when you're looking in even to a system in your head when you're a stager, thinking about how you're going to stage, you should be able to get to the point where you can walk into that empty property and say, okay, I know I'm going to need a couch, two chairs, two end tables, two lamps, a coffee table. So you know what it is that you need to pull, and you should know what goes into every single living room. You know, the accessories you might have in mind that, hey, this piece of art would look great here that I know I have in my warehouse. But just knowing where to put it, and then having the confidence to keep it there, because I find that a lot of people will come in and they move it around. So this one stager I was coaching that took 2 days, I said, oh, no, you need to get in and out in 2 hours. You should have your system down. You know what it is that you're pulling ahead of time. You put them in your bins. You've labeled them. Go in and unpack and stop second-guessing yourself. So I think that's really important with systems.
For sure. And with the systems, it also helps instill confidence because you know going into the job you'll have enough product for the space. Like you pulled something for a specific wall and you know you have an art piece for that wall. So it's not like, okay, well, what am I going to put? I pulled this. It's going to go there. In, out, let's go. Stop second guessing yourself.
Right. Yeah, that's really important. Now, what about systems for just your sales call? Because what I find also in talking with stagers is that they're not saying the same things every time on a phone call. So for me, your sales call should be systematic. This is what I say, this is how we say it, this is how I follow up. And if you start with one script, and you test that a couple times, if something goes wrong and you didn't get the right response, now you know, let's tweak that particular script and system and let's do something else. And when it works, what did I do? What was it that I did? What was fantastic? And let's repeat that. So do you talk about sales at all?
Yeah, for sure. So for sales, scripts are sales. Like you just nailed it on the head there. What could work in my market may not work in California or even British Columbia or Saskatchewan or anywhere else, right? So it definitely is having an idea of knowing what your message is to these, whether it's realtors, homeowners. You have to speak their language. And when you're speaking their language, you're actually able to convey your message a lot easier knowing who you're targeting. So through your sales calls, how often do you call? What do you do? Do you call? Do you email? Do you Facebook? What is that interaction? So, as far as sales calls go, it's probably more like a sales system, because sometimes, realtors, they'll put their texting information up too. Do you text? Do you not text? What's protocol for that, right? But definitely an evolution on scripts and knowing what your message is. Like, what's the end goal? Do you want to book an appointment? Do you want an office session? Do you want to get a job right this minute? What is your goal as far as the sales goes? And then from there, what's the specific script? And then tweaking it from there. So there's always something that's going to be required as far as generating the business. We have lots of avenues as stagers to connect with people, whether it's realtors or builders or property managers or directly the homeowners themselves. You know, I'm finding a lot of homeowners are being more savvy too. They want to know what home staging is. They want to know how to maximize their dollar in their house. They're no longer just listening and waiting for the information to list to the realtor. They're seeking out that information. So how do you get to the homeowner before they're getting to the realtor. That's also a really cool element, too, that they can we could talk about the sales calls.
Oh, I know. I could talk about sales, you know, for the next 4 hours and how to close those sales. But I think it's important to for everybody to figure out on their own level. Like you said, what works with you may not work in California or vice versa, but it's really also about the people. It's about, you know, you. I think systems are going to be different for everybody because it's how do you use your own system. And, again, a system that works for me might not work for somebody else, but I can show you how it works and why it works for me, and from that you might be able to adapt it to something that you're doing. What I've found with people is I feel it's overwhelming. And why do you – I know you're, like, the system expert. Why is it that people find that it's so overwhelming to develop their systems?
From my experience, I find that a lot of people find systems overwhelming because there's a lot of them. There's so many, from the sales to the staging to marketing. They have so many systems, and it's in your head. You do it. A lot of the people who are in business or have been in business for about 5 or 6 years, they're doing it. The only thing is it's just not brain dumped. So they kind of freak themselves out before they get to that point of getting it down on paper. They're like, oh, it's too much to write out. But what they don't realize is if you dedicate 1 week to one system, at the end of the year, you're going to have like 52 systems written out. So it's a time process, but you do have to, like any business, be diligent on making the time for things that are important. And I think stagers really have to understand that the point of having a system is not just for efficiency and being able to be a little bit more profitable in your business and cutting the fat, I guess we'll call it, cutting the fat off those jobs of wasted time, but it's going to increase business because you're going to be more confident in your business. You're going to know the ins and outs, and it's a lot to remember. So, you know, it's kind of funny. My office manager will be like, well, how much is it for this service? I'm like, I don't know, check the binder, because I cannot remember all the pricing for all the services that we offer from, you know, throughout the years, because pricing structures will change. So once it's in a binder, it's an easy source for a growing team, multiple people, and even yourself when you're having those days and you're just like, what am I doing?
I think it's important you mention that, have it in a binder. I think that binders are great. Any type of reference, whether it be an online, I know we use compliance manuals for our continuing ed class. I can't remember all the different states. Like you said, I might have set it up, but I set it up in 2011. There's no way for me to remember every single state compliance records of how you do something, but when you have the binder, easy reference just to be able to go and pull that up. So I'm a fan of that as well. Tell us, anything else that's tell us why somebody at RisaCon, if they're on the fence about attending RisaCon, what would you say to them?
I've actually been attending RISA since you guys started it, and I started my business as well. I think I was a year into it. You had your first one, and then I went to pretty much every year since then. And it's not just, like, I always understood when you want to grow in a business, you want to go and learn from people who have accomplished things that I want to accomplish myself. It's a lot easier to learn from other people's mistakes, other people's initiatives, than trying to figure it out for yourself. And it's also a great source of contacts. And I remember when I was a newbie stager, I was like, well, why would I really care about, you know, meeting someone in California? Like, that's on the opposite side of the world practically from me. It feels like from Ottawa. But there's so many amazing stagers across North America, across the world, that you actually will find one thing that they do within their business that is so cool and it's so efficient, you'll want to implement it in your own business, but you would have never known if you didn't go and meet these people from all over the world. And it could just be that one thing. It could be, you know, maybe they do closing gifts for their realtors, or maybe, you know, what's that unique thing that these stagers are doing that sets them apart in their local marketplace that's going to give you the edge where you're from. So it really does help. There's a camaraderie, really nice to know each other throughout North America and beyond. But not only you're learning from people who have created a successful business, they're willing to share that knowledge and information with you, and it's just a matter of taking that And I've always implemented at least one to two things that I've learned every year from Risa. And it helps me grow my business and double it. Like I said at the beginning, I've been doubling my business every year since I started it. And it's just by attending these events, listening to the vast amount of knowledge and picking out my top favorites that I want to implement, whether now or whether a year from now. I have things on my list that I saw at the beginning, and I want to implement it 2 years from now. It's kind of a pretty cool system where, you know, you'll learn so much throughout the years, and it allows you to have that go-to list of knowledge, I guess.
Yeah, I think you really hit it on that one. And it's not only just the classes that everybody takes. Yeah. And this year, you know, the classes that are being taught are really going to be able to give some giveaways to people where they can actually walk away and implement what it is that's being taught. It's not just concepts. Let's just talk about systems. Here's how you actually do it. And I think that's really important for people to know. And then, of course, the networking. And like you said, you could be sitting at a table with somebody and somebody could share something about their particular business. And while I believe that you're going to walk away with things that you can do in every class that you take, those happenstance meetings, you know, that you just happen to sit next to somebody, you just happen to run into somebody at the hallway and people share. And when you take that away, you know, what you learn, it's just priceless. And then the networking, like you said, somebody in California, you're talking to on social media every day. This is somebody that you've met that you could pick up the phone and you can call them anytime. And everybody's very willing to help is what I found through the years in doing these events. So I'm so glad.
And we're all in the same boat, right? Like we've all had the same issues. We've all had the same hurdles. It's so nice to be a part of a group where you can talk about it and be like, oh, yeah, I've been there, do this. You know, I tried this. This is how I got over it. Or be like, oh, yeah, man, that's a fun week. And you know, it's really nice to relate to other people that have been through the exact same things that we've been through. So it's, you know, especially the stages that have been in business for a while. They're like, oh, it makes it look so easy and everything. But like, well, you know, we've had days where we were like, oh, man, this is rough. But it's nice to have people we can count on and call and be like, okay, what do you advise? And I mean, it's nice to just talk about it.
It is. And I think, you know, running any business, it's a big deal to be able to do it and to do it successfully. And some days are better than others, but you just remember you have to get up every day, put one foot in front of the other and meet as many people, contact as many people as you need to in order to help you and to keep it going. And one of the reasons that, you know, I love the fact that you're a speaker is I've been very impressed with you over the years. If I haven't told you enough or haven't told you at all, I have, and I say that because you're a real go-getter, Christy. I mean, you are young. I know that you purchased a home when you were really young. I think when you and I spoke years ago, like 22, 23, 24, something ridiculously young.
Yeah.
I didn't purchase my own home until I was in my 30s. I'd heard that, and I'm like, wow, this girl's just really got it together. So I can definitely vouch that I've watched you grow over the years and watched what it is that you've done and really proud and seen somebody that is a young entrepreneur who's really out there making it happen. So if anybody's on the fence about attending RisaCon, I think we both urge you to go. You can go to risaconvention.com and peruse the different classes and the speakers that we're going to have. We do have Jeffrey Gittimore, who wrote the Little Red Book of Selling. He's an amazing sales guru. Egypt Sherrod from Property Virgins on HGTV is going to be there as well, and along with Christy Morrison teaching her class on Set Up Your Business with Systems. So we appreciate you being on the call today. Christy, your class is going to be taught on January 23rd. It's a 1:30 to 2:30 session. Anybody wants to sign up for that, please do sign up for the convention. And thank you, Christy, for being with us. I really appreciate your feedback and taking the time to meet with us today.
Thanks for having me, and I look forward to actually everyone at the meetings, and stop by and say hi to me.
Great. We will do that. Thanks, Christy, for joining us. And this is Shel Broadnax with Stage Your Talk. And thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. If you're interested in finding a home stager or information on home staging, please visit realestatestagingassociation.com.
Stage Your Talk Radio, brought to you by Real Estate Staging Association. The Real Estate Staging Association is the trade association for professional real estate stagers. For information on real estate staging or to hire a professional stager, visit www.realestatestagingassociation.com or call 1-888-201-1000. 800-867-4684 or a referral to a professional real estate stager in your area.